Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So is the president losing Republicans?
No. Look, this is still Donald Trump's Republican Party, and we can see it here. It's like a rock, to quote Bob Seger. I mean, take a look here. Republicans who approve of Trump. 6 months ago, it was 87%. Now, well, hello, it's the same number. It's 87%. He has not lost any support among Republicans compared to 6 months ago. As I said at the beginning, he's like a rock. He's like a rock. The Republican base is sticking by Donald Trump at this point in time.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
All right, Ryan Wiggins in studio with us this morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Can you laugh?
I can laugh a little bit.
Okay, good.
It hurts more to cough or to sneeze, I'll have to be honest.
Well, I did my best to bring you a story that is not funny.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. That's good. You know, before we get to that, I played that Harry Enten bite there from CNN because the left in this country seems shocked to find a poll that shows all the same people that supported Donald Trump 6 months ago or 7 months ago still support him now. Except the only reason that's a surprise to them is that they report the fake news that the MAGA base is splintering and there's all this infighting and they all hate each other and blah, blah, blah. And I don't buy any of it. But secondly, that poll tells you all that you need to know. Donald Trump is doing exactly what I elected him to do. And I assume everybody else feels the same way because of that polling.
This is the moment when that kind of stuff usually happens. It's the moment when the party looks the most splintered, whether it's Republicans or Democrats.
Yes.
Is in that first year at about the halfway point between the election and the next election. Because everybody, you know, nobody's really stumping for their side really hard because you don't have an election really close. And so it appears like people are more willing to criticize their guy. This happened to Biden. It happened to Trump first time. It happened to Obama. It happens at this point in every presidency. So the fact that the polling still shows that it's the same amount of people that support the guy is actually very positive because usually this would be a dip point.
A dip for him.
Yeah.
I mean,
well.
There is a lot of infighting that's been kind of annoying, but I don't know that it's really enough to splinter the party. I don't think the MAGA movement is going anywhere just because there's infighting. To your point, Ryan, it sounds like this has been going on for years, for many administrations.
Yeah, it's
nothing unique.
I don't think there really is either. There's not a lack of support for Donald Trump from people who voted for him. But there is a concern about turnout if you're talking about election. Because this is where, you know, you look to the next one and you go, well, will those same people turn out for this election? Or will the opposing side have a lot of energy, which usually they do. Usually mm-hmm. they do going into a
because they're mad.
Yeah, because there's a lot more to point out and go, I don't like that he's doing
right.
this because you're not in charge.
Right.
So
it's true. So now, the reason you came in here this morning, you have a Laura Logan story. I've loved Laura for the longest time. Had her on the show a few times years ago. I think maybe right after CBS let her go or something like that. When she was back here working as an independent journalist, we had her on a few times. Loved her. Loved her when she had her own show. So now she's focusing some reporting on the 2024 election, right?
So there's a lot of tentacles that go out from this thing, just like usual with you know, any sort of election fraud story. There's so many different talking points and paths you can take here. So I'll try to really summarize. What happened was yesterday, Laura Logan did a podcast. I guess she's independent now is my assumption.
I believe so.
And she did a sit-down interview with two guys. One of them was named Gary Bernstein. And he is a former CIA operative. And I don't remember the other guy's name, but Gary dropped some big bombshells about what the plan was for the deep state, or whatever you want to call the thing that would steal an election, whatever that apparatus is, from Donald Trump. There was a plan to do that in 2024. And this is like an hour and a half long interview. So the summary of it comes actually from Emerald Robinson. I don't know if you ever had her on the show.
I have not.
She is a former White House correspondent for Newsmax. And I've been reading the summary the whole time and listening to the clips as they've come too. But the short version of this is that in October of 2024, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma and former Senator David Perdue of Georgia they had the attention of these three tech guys, one of which was Patrick Byrne, also if you know that name. And they presented the evidence to these two senators. This is how they're going to do it this year. And those two senators, and one of them a former senator, said, oh my gosh, I can see exactly what you're saying, and you've got proof and everything. Let me talk to Donald Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, and see if she'll get this to the president, because they're worried about it. So they did, and they sat down with Susie Wiles. Now, Susie Wiles is pretty establishment. She was not wanting to meet with them, but they're U.S. senators, and they were knocking on her door hard saying, you've got to see this. And she's looking out for her candidate. This is Donald Trump. So she said, okay, I'll take the meeting. She sat down with them and walked away from it going, uh-oh, this is real, and this is a problem. And she is a skeptic. So she goes to Donald Trump, and this is just a couple weeks before the election. She goes to Donald Trump and says, hey, this is something you really probably should look at. And he goes, I don't know what I'm looking at. You know, this is all data, people. I don't know what this is. So he goes, I know one guy who I trust to look at this, and his name is Elon Musk. So he gets Musk in there with these three guys, one of Gary Bernstein, Patrick Byrne, and one other guy. And Elon Musk goes, I don't even care about your dumb meeting. Don't tell me. Just give me your data. Slide it all over, and I'll just look at it. He looks at it, and within a day, he goes, that's all real. That's going to happen. So then he apparently goes out and does a rally. Trump was going to a rally that day. He goes out and does a rally with him, and that's the one rally where you hear Elon Musk talking about election fraud. He had not done it up until then, and I'm not sure he did it after that much either. But at that rally, he does. So they figure out how to basically, and this is where it gets really deep, and I'll try not to get too crazy, but they figure out how to reverse the hack because it's coming from servers in Serbia.
Wow.
And this is Elon Musk doing this. They figure out how to basically throw a red herring into it to stop it from doing what it would do on election day. But they didn't know if it worked. They just had to hope that what they did worked. So the report
it's like the end of a James Bond movie. You don't know till the end if it worked or not, right?
They leave you with a cliffhanger. You have to wait until the sequel to see if it actually worked.
Yeah. So they're all watching this from Mar-a-Lago on election night going, we don't know. We'll see.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And they watch the results come in, and then they start to go, okay, it worked.
So what was it going to do?
Okay. So this is where it gets very technical.
Okay.
From the interview with Laura Logan, now these are separate, you know, these are different people reporting on this. From the interview with Laura Logan, what Gary Bernstein said, and by the way, this isn't just hearsay because Patrick Byrne, who was in the meeting, has come out now and said, yes, this is true. I was in the meeting. All of this is accurate reporting. He was in the meetings. He's saying it's true. Gary Bernstein was too. He's saying, yes, this is true.
Is it like hacking into the voting machines and you can do it remotely?
That's I guess, the big picture of it. How they did it, I don't know. But they, yeah. Like, what was your question again? Because I'm getting lost in my
own. How they did
who
it.
Who got rich? I mean, what was they were trying to do? Usually you follow the money.
Oh, yeah,
you're
going
to figure out who was funding it. But were they going to alter results? Were they going to add votes electronically?
Okay.
What were they going to do?
So what Gary Bernstein said is that this happens in 70% of U.S. counties now. And it's through machines. And they shave vote totals. But here the problem is, they do it in a different way in every single county. So you can't find one result and go, oh, this is where they're doing it. They do it. And he said hundreds of statisticians and mathematicians and tech people are involved in this. And he said you can't duplicate it in any particular precinct or county because they change it no matter what. So that if you find it in one, you can't say, oh, I can find that anywhere else because it would just be that one.
You said they tracked it to Serbia, right?
Well, the servers were through Serbia.
We don't know who was actually
operating them. Money and where it came from, and you know, it's the typical players. It's Iran, it's China.
Yeah, so basically, it's not like anyone's actually going to be held accountable for this.
Well, if they're doing any, if they're American citizens, they could be. But the question is, who is it? Because I mean, there's so much to this. This is enormous. Now, Here's the thing. Donald Trump tweeted out this. He apparently watched that whole podcast because he tweeted it out, truthed it out last night. And he said, this is basically in all caps. This is our number one priority as a nation. We have to do that. We have to solve this. And that's good news that he knows about it, that he's on it. The bad news is this has been happening. Where is your law enforcement that has been looking at this already?
Thank you.
Why does it take a random journalist podcast for this to get to the DOJ and the FBI? Now, the fact that he's on it is great, but will anything be done about it? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, and something has to be done, but at least he's prioritizing it again.
Thank goodness. Great, great stuff. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. It's on Laura Logan's Twitter X account?
So,
or is it
Laura yeah, you can find it by, you know, X. Looking at Laura Logan's, yeah. But I mean, you're in for a full show. Like,
that's
a commitment.
It sounds like it's enough detailed information you kind of need to listen to it to get the full scope of it.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.